You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. A moment ago, we heard the latest from the Drive-By Truckers. That's from their English Oceans album. We had Best Coast back there as well, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Flyaway Minion, The Devil Makes Three, and Nico Case. Check out our playlist online at wyso.org. I am very happy to welcome our guests into the studio, return guests. We check in with them about, once a year, usually around this time. Very happy to have them in the studio and hear some music and find out what's going on. I'm going to let them play a cover that they just released about, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay. So here's Starving in the Belly of the Whale. I'm going to have them play for you, and then we'll chat with them. Starving the Belly of the Whale, live in the WISO studios. Now, that's a Joanna Newsom song. What was the decision to put your own spin on that?
It just kind of came out of nowhere. We've been working on the new album in the studio, and Lacey and I had just been kind of messing around with it at home a little bit. And we finished up one of the days in the studio kind of early, and we're like, let's just record this and see what it sounds like. And we kind of almost did everything on the first take. We probably finished it in like an hour, and we're like, well, it's... sounds pretty good, so figured we would put it out there for people to hear it.
And you released it a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like the response has been really good. I know you got a little bit of national press for it.
Yeah, well, Ghetto Blaster did an official release of it, and I actually found out just Googling the other day. I just Googled the song to see what happened, and it was a link on the official Joanna Newsom website, which was pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
That it was there. So, yeah, getting some attention with it.
Very cool. Very cool. So you're working on a new Starving the Belly of the Whale album. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's the fifth one, and it will be the second one with Scott Loy playing cello. And he's kind of become a more permanent fixture, so kind of moving away from the last couple albums, it was mainly just me. And after we release the new album, it's going to be more of just us three at the majority of the shows and everything. So it's going pretty well. The music is probably about 95% of the way done, and then after that, we're going to take a couple months just to really focus and work on the vocals and then go in and record those. And we're hoping for a release date sometime in fall, sometime before the end of the year.
Nice, nice. And are you gonna do it in the same vein as all the others, where it's kind of a pay what you want kind of a system? Or?
Yeah, more than likely. I mean, I wanted to try to do a Kickstarter with this one to try to get some of the funds up front, because this will be the longest span of time between any two of my releases. So I kind of want to take some time and just step back from the other one, just because this seems to be in a lot different direction. All the albums are kind of a different direction, but where this is more of a set band instead of just a solo artist and bringing in players for certain songs. I just kind of want to step back from everything for a while and come in with a fresh perspective on everything.
And let that band sound kind of develop as it will.
Yes, yes.
What's that been like for you as a writer, sort of thinking of this album in terms of a band, not just you performing and maybe, you know, bringing in whoever you feel like working with on a given release? Has it changed the way you're writing at all?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that the quality of the songs, I feel like, has definitely stepped up a notch, because before it was kind of it's always been the layout or the blueprint where I would go and record all the stuff that I wanted to do, and I'd just bring in random people to do certain stuff. And there's definitely been collaboration between Scott and Lacey, all three of us, on the lyrics, on different music stuff before we went in the studio. So it was nice just having the critique. And at first, I think it was kind of weird for me, just because I haven't had that in so long. So I kind of had to like step back sometimes and be like, well, am I being a jerk here? Is that actually sound way better? And when you step back and get other viewpoints from people that you respect musically, I don't know. In this case, it definitely has helped out all the songs, I feel like.
That is that hard moment as an artist to sort of say, okay, you're another set of ears and I value your opinion, but this is also like the thing that I birthed from.
Yeah, yeah. So I've still written the majority of the lyrics. Scott, on a lot of the songs, I've written the lyrics and then taken them to Scott, and him and I have kind of like tweaked the lyrics just to make them flow a little bit better and all that stuff. So I feel like it took us a couple of months of kind of getting used to each other. The first couple of months, we were kind of butting heads. Nothing bad, but it was just like, he wants to do this. I'm like, oh no, it's like this. And after we kind of started recording the songs and hearing how they were coming out with both of our input, it was a lot easier, I feel like, for both of us to mesh together when we're like, wow, this sounds really well when we take each other's advice. So
when you can actually hear the results of the collaboration, that's a definite important part of it. So what does this spring look like? I understand you're going to be getting out on the road a little bit.
Yeah, we leave, just Lacey and I are leaving on March 27th, and we're going to be going, we have some shows in Grand Rapids, Chicago, St. Louis, Nashville, Birmingham, Alabama, Florida, Atlanta, Charleston, and our last show will be in Blind Bob's at Dayton. And unfortunately, I'm really bad with scheduling, and I tried to weave this in with our booking agent to go over my spring break, which was not the spring break that I thought I was having.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah. So we had to reschedule the shows in Alabama and Georgia and Florida, because that I'm actually going to be working those 3 days.
Can't be two places at once.
So the last day of the tour is a Sunday, and we will be in Nashville, and I have to be at work at 7 o'clock the next morning. So Lacey's probably just going to be driving me back and dropping me off at work. And that's actually going to be exciting, because we're playing with a new old fashioned, and it's going to be a what's it's a studio showcase for Real Love Recording Company, Patrick's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're playing the church studio, which I'm just excited to see it. So I've heard awesome things about it. So
David Payne was here a couple of weeks ago and was talking about recording the new old-fashioned EP and said it was phenomenal.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that.
It should be fun.
And I think David's been kind of hinting to Patrick that we would like to throw up some mics and do kind of a live recording down there too. So that'd be kind of cool too during the show to have throw up a couple mics and stuff.
I'm just going to put this out on the radio airwaves that needs to happen.
Yes.
I'm just going to shoot the signals out there and we'll see what happens.
Yes.
So what does the rest of the year look like? I know you said potential fall release. Are you going to try to get out on the road a little bit this summer since you'll be off school?
Yes, definitely. I actually, like I said, spoke with our booking agent the other day after I called him and found out that three of the dates were when I would be working. I felt so bad. And we're going to try to do a couple more weekends this summer, or a couple more weeks, one with Scott, take the whole three-piece out for a while, then probably another week of Lacey and I, and then Denny and I been kind of doing the thing the last couple summers where we go out for a week. So I plan to be I'd like to play at least like a month of shows this summer with kind of different respective people. So, and a lot of it will be just in support of the last couple albums. We're not really playing much off the new album except the cover and then maybe this next song we're going to play in a second.
Awesome, awesome. Now, as far as playing the stuff from the last couple of albums, now that you've got Scott and Lacey sort of set as your band, have those songs changed or evolved from, you know, when you originally recorded them with the other players?
A little, not much. Like I said, like the last album Scott played on and the album before that, the last two albums have been mainly acoustic, so it was kind of easy to just transition to adding a cello instead of a bass and a guitar. But after the new album comes out, I mean, that's kind of going to be the focus, those songs, that chunk with this group of people. So it's just going to be kind of a new push for Starving in the Belly of the Whale, and I feel like a very fresh direction.
Awesome. Awesome. I like it.
And we have the documentary release whenever anyone gets back with me about doing an opening for that. It's finished. I just got the cover art like a month ago. So, and those, I'm going to, the Blu-rays, they're getting released on Blu-ray. And those are going to be incentives for the Kickstarter.
Oh,
whenever
great.
We do that. So that's going to be the only way you can get the Blu-ray documentary will be donating an X amount of money on Kickstarter, which that features yourself and me. And
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I was going to actually ask you before we started, like, oh, can we talk about the documentary?
Yeah, it's kind of just fallen on the back burner since I started playing with them and stuff. And that's kind of why I just wanted to do it as like the Kickstarter incentive, just because at first I was kind of like going to the push of, oh, this will be great to push as being like all acoustic. And then right when I got that mindset, we're like, oh, well, here's Scott and Lacey. So let's.
It's fun when things happen to allow you to evolve in a new direction.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, can we hear another one?
Yeah, this will be a new one that we have recorded. That'll be on the new album, which is going to come out sometime this year. This song is called Speak Like a Poet.
Say goodbye. you'll speak like a poet.
I've been told you do.
And perhaps you'll speak like a poet.
Until I fall in love with you.
Until I fall in love with you. Until
Starving the Belly of the Whale, live in the WYSO studios. You can catch them at Blind Bob's on April 6th, or if you're in Chicago or St. Louis or Nashville, they have all kinds of tour dates coming up at the end of this month. You can find those on their Facebook page or at starvinginthebellyofthewhale.com. We've got links up to both of those on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio, and keep us posted on the Kickstarter, because we'll definitely link people up. And thank you guys so much for being here. It is always a pleasure to have you in the studio.